Lucy Zola is a singer-songwriter based in Adelaide. She's been performing in the Adelaide scene for a number of years. She's been on the bill for festivals such as Swirlfest and the Adelaide Cabaret Festival. Now she's just released her debut single, Undressed, which will be launching this Friday at Mama Jumbo. Ahead of her single launch, she joins us this morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good for early in the morning.
Now, we just mentioned some of the festivals you've done. So how long have you been performing for?
I think I started about 2 years ago, but it was a lot of kind of confidence building because I had pretty bad stage fright. So probably I've just kind of seriously started playing in the past, like this year, but I've been performing around a bit up until now.
And so what's been the process in the lead up to putting this first single together?
I think most of it was a confidence thing. It was getting comfortable with my music and being happy to share it with other people. That was a big thing for me because I've always played music, but it was often really personal. And then it was getting a band together, which took a while, but I've got a band now and they're great musicians. And and then after that, it was a pretty quick process. I recorded with Matt Hills, who's great. It all came together pretty quickly.
Did that help with the confidence, having a band around you, particularly if you're a sort of, raw or personal singer-songwriter? It can feel much closer than if there's a band around.
Yeah, it definitely helps having other people and not having to rock up to places by yourself. And also, I guess because a lot of my songs are quite, very personal, I often felt like the connection was, a bit too close. I was maybe sharing a little bit too much of myself with people. So having a band's really good. I can still, share my music, but it doesn't feel so much about me.
Now, you received the Australian and New Zealand Cultural Arts Prize this year. So what's this?
It was actually for my work last year in, it was through UniSA.
Right.
We were part of the cabaret festival because I was studying cabaret.
Mm-hmm.
And I got awarded it for my work doing that, which was really exciting.
And what was the experience of that like?
It was really good. I mainly did it because they were teaching us kind of how to talk to an audience and how to be funny, which I was so bad at. But it was a really good experience, and it made me have to talk while on stage, which was good, but I had some pretty awkward experiences in it.
What did you learn about being funny on stage? That's quite interesting.
I learned that I can't do it.
Right.
I had one experience at played at the piano bar at the Festival Centre with the UniSA cohort that were doing it. And my teacher, because my songs can be pretty dark and sad, and they were like, when I watch you, I feel like I just want to get you help. So you have to be funny. And then he was like, be funny or you fail. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
It's like letting people know that you're okay.
Yeah. And so I tried to make a joke on stage, which he'd basically told me to say. But I just got really awkward and told everybody that I was afraid of pianos. And it just wasn't funny at all. And the whole audience just stared at me and didn't laugh. And I was just like, all right. And then I got really awkward, tried to put my guitar chord in, and it just all went a bit awry. And then everybody laughed. And I was just like, I'm just never going to try and make a joke ever again.
Well, maybe just don't take jokes from other people. I think you need your own personal voice.
Yeah,
there's
definitely
something, but you just can't trust someone else. And at least that story's very funny in the retelling.
Yeah, well, now I can tell that on stage, and that's kind of funny.
Great.
So, something came out of it.
Well, maybe I'll let you, step into something that's a bit more comfortable for you. You brought your guitar in.
Yeah.
What song are you going to play for us?
It's called Escape.
Escape. Let's take it away, please.
Huddled in the corner,
stars laid the wall. The chessboard pieces twist and turn, oh, the echo on the wall. And shadows drift away, and vision slowly fades. Incessant beating, oh, it locks me in this room away, away. I can't escape what you have done, even if to you it was a bit of fun. Your breath upon my body, teeth upon my thigh, these insects crawling through my skin, how can I survive? Done, even if to you it was a bit of fun. Go shake a body that never seems to wake from the slumber that you fall. And when you turn this freedom away, can't escape what you have done, even if to you it was a bit of fun.
Lucy Zola live in the Radio Adelaide studios with Escape. Thanks for that.
Thanks very much for having me.
Now you've got your single launch, as we said before, this Friday night for Undress. Now, for those who haven't been lucky enough to catch a Lucy Zola show, what can people expect? What's the experience like?
For the show on Friday?
Yeah, well, what's lined up, say, for this Friday?
Okay, so I've got two other bands playing with me. I've got Ricky Albeck and the Belair Line Band and Ella Eon, both amazing bands and musicians. Then we're going to play. I'm playing with my band, and that's Matt Schultz, Tom Johnson, Anthony Ticarello, and Stuart Patterson. We're going to play some of my music and some covers and things. It should be a really nice night. It's a really nice venue.
And you, like you said, you've put this band together sort of in the last 6 months or so.
Yeah.
How has your performance or your performance style changed in that time?
I've become a lot more confident on stage. They've kind of brought my music to life, which I really like. I love playing solo as well, but they've just taken it to this other level. I'm a lot about emotion in music, and they really help me to kind of build the feeling in my songs, which is really nice.
Do they sort of Have they brought something that you sort of maybe heard in the music that you weren't able to sort of maybe express before? Or is it something completely new?
No, I think they helped me to express it, and they're all quite close friends. So they all know my music and me pretty well, which I think is something that I really wanted when I was looking for a band, because to me music is a really personal thing, and I wanted to be with people that I was really comfortable playing and sharing it with. So yeah, it's really the emotion that I wanted in the song and I feel in the song, and they just managed to really bring it out and make it a lot more obvious, which I like, because I want people to feel how I'm feeling when they listen to my music.
Now that it's your debut single, as you said, Undressed, should we expect more music hopefully soon in the coming months? Or?
Yes, definitely. I'm planning to the release of another single after this one, and I'm about to start recording an EP later this month. So exciting things.
Excellent. Very exciting things, and people can keep all across that on Facebook and the likes.
Yeah.
And SoundCloud, I believe, people can follow you on.
Yes, and my music's on Spotify and kind of everything now. So
fantastic. So just hit that follow button and you'll keep across all
definitely.
Of it. And what else does 2018 have in store for you?
I'm not really sure. I'm studying, so lots of study.
Right.
and focusing on my music.
Mm-hmm. So definitely the odd gig here or there. People can keep an eye out for those as well.
Yes. I have a gig coming up on the 7th of June at the Exeter and the 28th of July at Jive, which haven't been announced yet, but, you know, they'll be up and about soon.
Excellent. But people can definitely get down to this one this Friday night.
Yes.
For the single launch, get in early, see all the supports. I'm sure it sounds like it's going to be a great night.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
And Mama Jumbo. Now, we're about to hear this first single, Undressed. Is there anything you'd like to tell us about it before we give it a listen?
It's a song about kind of the complexity of saying goodbye and getting out of a relationship, and it's about changing yourself into somebody else to please another person and then wanting to get out of that.
Lucy Soler, thank you very much for joining us this
thank
morning.
You.